I'm Tavid Nasir, and this is Leadership Biz Cafe, a podcast that provides insights and tools to help leaders take on the challenges and opportunities found in leading today's workplaces. Leadership Biz Cafe is brought to you by Tavid Nasir Leadership, our leadership firm that offers keynotes and corporate workshops in both in-person and virtual settings that will help you to improve the way you lead and guide your organization's growth and future successes. To find out how we can help you today with your leadership challenges and discover your untapped opportunities, visit our website at tavidnasir.com. And with that, it's time for me to brew up another leadership espresso shot. As we slowly approach the end of another year, there is once again a discernible feeling of anticipation for what the upcoming year will bring. In many ways, this is quite natural and expected since, like a present wrapped in shiny paper, the start of a new year often stirs a sense of optimism that better times and new opportunities for recovery, growth, and development await us just around the corner. While leaders use the end of the year to focus on developing plans for what they need to achieve in the new year, it's also important that they not lose sight of the lessons learned over the course of the previous one. After all, the failures and successes experienced over these past 12 months can provide a wealth of insights which leaders can use to chart a clearer path towards their organization's goals. Of course, this all depends on whether they take the time to reflect and review on what came out of these past outcomes. With this in mind, I'd like to do something different with this Leadership Espresso Shot. What I'd like to do is guide you through a year-end reflection exercise. Now, if you've attended one of my leadership workshops, you're no doubt familiar with how I like to use our time to get you to reflect on what I call open-ended questions. These are questions that you need to think about and ponder on. And that's what we're going to do here. I'm going to share 10 questions that I want you to take the time to sit with and reflect on. So what I'm going to do is put a short pause after each question to give you a chance to pause this episode so you could think about how you'd answered that question. I'd also recommend that you listen to this episode in one shot and then go back and listen to this episode again and then pause the episode after each question to give yourself time to consider your answer to these 10 questions. If you're a person who has to see things in writing, you can also write down these questions, after which you can then go back and write down your answer. Now, it doesn't matter which approach you take. What matters here is that you make time to give yourself space and the cognitive bandwidth to sit with these questions and come up with a deep, meaningful answer that will help create greater clarity and direction for what you need to focus on next year and what your employees and team will need from you to deliver their best. And with that, let's start our year-end reflection exercise with the first question. How much time did I spend observing how my team operates and listening to what's going on around them? How can I make myself more aware of the challenges they face and how it impacts our goals? Question number two, what unexpected opportunities came up and what did we learn from them? More importantly, how did my response shape the reactions of my employees and what they ended up focusing on? Question number three, how consistent was my messaging about what were the most critical goals my employees needed to achieve this year? What measures did I have to take to help my employees stay on track towards achieving those mission-critical goals? Question number four. How much time did I spend listening to my employees' ideas and concerns? How often did I act on what my employees told me? And what else could I do to help them feel like their efforts matter and I'm paying attention to them? Question five in our year-end reflection exercise is, were there moments where I could have done a better job providing clarity about where we were going? What should I do differently going forward to reduce feelings of uncertainty within my team? Question number 6. Looking back at those difficult conversations I needed to have to help an employee get back on track and understand the impact of what they were doing, what was the outcome from that conversation? What went well, and what do I need to work on to make it easier for me to have these critical conversations with my employees to help them do and be better going forward? Question number 7. What do I need to do to encourage my employees to be more open to failure? What do I need to do to empower them to step forward with new ideas for us to test and explore? And do they have the space to learn from the outcomes, whether good or bad, so the team can make smarter choices going forward? Question number 8. Did I provide my team with enough opportunities for growth and development? What other measures can I use to improve the coaching I offer to my employees? What additional guidance or support will they need? Question number 9. Who was I able to turn to for support and guidance about my leadership and what my employees need? Can they continue to help me as I move forward? And what can I do to help them succeed with their goals? And finally, the 10th and final question to this year-end reflection exercise is, what moments during the past year opened my eyes to new ideas, insights, or opportunities for growth? What can I do to learn more and explore these untapped outlets for growth and evolution? I know there's a lot to unpack here, but that's where you get the benefit in taking time to reflect and review on how you did as a leader over the course of the year. Reflecting on these questions and being honest with your answers will help you understand where you've grown as a leader, where you need to put more efforts going forward, and where you need to provide support and guidance to help your employees continue to succeed and grow under your leadership. And if you've attended one of my leadership workshops, you know how valuable and insightful it is to give yourself time to answer such questions to help you improve your leadership craft. So please do feel free to pause this episode after each question to give yourself time to think about and reflect on each of these 10 questions. Giving yourself time to perform this year-end reflection exercise will help you capture insights about the past year and where you'll need to put your focus in the months ahead. Now, if you enjoyed this exercise and you'd like to explore what other kinds of insights or exercises I can offer, either through a leadership keynote or workshop, I'd like to invite you to reach out to connect with me so we can discuss that. You could do so by filling out the contact form on my website at tavinasir.com, where you can also find my speaking page that gives you some more information about the topics I can cover, as well as testimonials from leaders who've attended my keynotes and workshops. I'm Tavin Nasir, and you've been listening to Leadership Biz Cafe.